I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Thursday, March 18th. Most Quincy Public School students will have the option of returning to the classroom full-time by the end of the month. Officials say grades 4 through 11 will be coming back to school soon, and kindergartners will have the same option in April. 1st through 3rd and 12th graders already have the option of full in-person learning. Remote learning will continue to be an option through the end of the school year. Quincy Public School teachers and staff can get a COVID-19 vaccine from Manet Community Health Center of Quincy. Manet has set aside time to offer the vaccine to any eligible teacher or staff member who wants it. So far, about 200 shots have been administered. 32 students and 9 staff members recently tested positive for COVID-19 in the Quincy schools. However, officials say the virus is not being transmitted within the school buildings. Pooled testing for coronavirus will continue in an effort to stop the spread. A virtual forum on anti-Asian violence in Quincy will be held next week. The Norfolk County District Attorney's Office is hosting the forum, along with State Representative Jackie Chan of Quincy, Quincy Asian Resources, and Quincy Police Chief Paul Keenan. The forum is set for March 23rd at 7 p.m. to focus on the rise of reported hate crimes tied to the pandemic. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Thursday, March 18th.